Political Week continues on this Thursday morning. Our guest is actually in studio. We have Ryan Williams from the Conservative Party. Good morning, Mr. Williams.
Good morning. Nice to be here.
Good morning. Thank you for coming in.
Beautiful day out today.
You caught Miriam and I off guard when you came through the door and said good morning.
And then I just saved Miriam. I caught a spider. And so
sure did.
It was all good to be here.
Well, how's it going now? You've been campaigning for about a month.
Yeah.
Well, you've been campaigning for years, but since the writ was dropped.
Yeah, no, it's been about 4 weeks heading doors. I'm 5 pounds down. That's how long it's been. And no, it's going well. It's going well. We've got 11 days left, but who's counting?
Yeah, for Mixed Nation this morning that might not be familiar, lots of new residents are in our Bay of Quinte area for living here now. Ryan Williams, tell us a bit about yourself. Yeah, I know Allison's your wife and you have kids.
I got 3 kids, Jack, Patrick, and Zoe, 12, 10, and 7. They're all at school today. Got them out the door. No, I've been in this region. Our family's been here in hotels for 46 years now. I was a Belleville City Councilor alongside Mr. Kelly for 3.5 glorious years. All right, Mr. Kelly?
That's right, it was.
And then I put my hat in. I've been MP now for, I was MP for 3.5 years running for re-election. This is a big election. We think we're going to have the highest turnout ever for Canadian election. We see it at the doors. We hear people saying this is really important. And the reason is we think there's a stark choice. There's either we go down the path we've done for the last 10 years, and we have people right now who aren't able to afford their rent. They're putting 100% of their income into the rent. 20% of Belleville's using the food bank. 1/3 of Belleville households are food insecure, meaning they're making choices at the grocery store to not buy meat or vegetables. Crime is up. You know, we have big problems. And so we're the change. We're the difference. We ask after 10 years, is it time for a new direction? We've had some really good platform ideas, 15% off everyone's income tax right away, which will save the average family of $1,800. We're going to make sure the police get the tools they need to put criminals behind bars. We have too much crime in Belleville. The police are telling me, look, we need the tools. The judges right now are giving bail, not jail. We're going to make sure repeat violent offenders and repeat drug dealers go behind bars and they stay there. We're going to get opioid treatment for those that are suffering on our streets in Belleville. $250 million over 5 years for Canada, but Belleville's hub will be part of that in its treatment to help those, and it's a really difficult road. We're going to make sure we get housing built by removing red tape. We know, I think you sat on planning council as I did in Belleville.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's tricky. You know, there's a lot of roadblocks to start housing. We have to stop stopping and start starting housing. And part of that is zoning and looking at where we're going to put. It's not just the big homes. It's the apartments that are going to be between $600 and $900 a month, because that's what only people can afford. Some people can afford.
Affordability, Ryan, means a lot of things to different people.
Yeah.
You know, I was at a career fair yesterday in the city of Belleville. They had 400 come through the doors in 2.5 hours. There was 50 different companies, if you will, there, accepting resumes, getting ready to hire people, whether it's for the summer months or a full-time gig. 400 in 2.5 hours. That tells you that people want to work and they're trying to find work. I mean, our unemployment rate's not bad here in this area compared to other parts of Ontario and the country. But boy, I tell you, there's a lot of people unemployed looking for work.
There is, and we hope there aren't more. And that's where you stand up, you know, to the tariffs and find new trading partners. And I'll tell you, Sean, what's not going to help is more carbon tax, which, you know, the Liberals have promised they moved from the pump. So the affordability, when you go to the gas station, now what was gas today? I think it was $1.10.
No, I don't know what planet you were on. It was at 122. It was at 110 yesterday.
Yeah.
But it's a long weekend, so it goes up 10 or 11
cents.
That's a competition problem. So
no.
But you're right. Like we can't afford to put carbon taxes on industry. We have to get rid of them. You know, another thing that's interesting is, you know, there's an electric vehicle mandate right now. Do you know by 2035 you can't buy a hybrid or gas car? You have to buy an electric vehicle. And it was a change made to the Environmental Act, so we didn't even debate it in Parliament, but that's in place, and that's also something you're voting against, is to say, look, we know we want to better the environment. We know we want good jobs. We know we want to make good choices, but we don't want the government telling us that we want to be able to make those choices. That's the choice we're offering with this election, and that's why it's so important.
Okay, so in January, even early February, your leader, Polyev, had a huge... Yeah, I mean, the numbers, the polling numbers were through the roof. It was looking pretty good. The Liberals make a change. New Prime Minister Carney comes in, replaces Trudeau. I mean, you got to be honest, what a shift in way the country's sinking coast to coast to coast in the last 2 months.
Yeah, well, the big shift, and everyone knows this, was Trump. So Trump came in, and then there became this whole shift where people, of course, you had a new face. People didn't like Trudeau. Like, after 10 years, I think what everyone can agree with was Justin Trudeau's time was up probably a year ago. Mm-hmm. And so what happened from that when you went to January was, well, it was still Trudeau, and people were saying, I'm done with him. You got a new face. You had someone. We by the way, we weren't in Parliament since December. I haven't been in that green chamber since December 15th because they prorogued Parliament. They set a leadership race. It was a real quick race. They got a new face in. We had no time, as we do in opposition, to prosecute the government and the new face, talk about business interests or who he is and what he's done the last 5 years as Trudeau's economic advisor. So that's the shift. You have a new face, untested. This is great. This is a new person. Slowly now, as we've gone through this election, we've had to do two things: prosecute and hold that prime minister accountable and expose who he is and what he's done and what his ideas were. He wrote a book on it called Visions on this net zero and everything else, and then bring our ideas to the table. So, no, I really think this is a good election because I think, Sean, everyone is going to come out and vote for this one. What I hope, and advanced polls start, by the way, tomorrow. So anyone who wants to vote to beat the lines on April 28th, you should have your voting card in the mail, and you'll know where you could go vote tomorrow, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday over Holy Weekend. But hopefully, maybe Saturday you can go out if you have a lot of other things going on. I think what's I'm really hopeful for in this last week and this week coming up, and the big debates coming up tonight on English television, is people really get to listen to the issues. And they are deciding at the ballot what's best for them and you and your family for the next 4 years. This is really important, not only for the country and the direction where we're dealing with tariffs. And it's not just Trump, it's China as well. That's a big sleeper. I mean, China has put tariffs on us as well. Mm-hmm. U.S. has put tariffs on China. It's very concerning what's going to happen there, but also for you and your family, affordability, keeping a job and getting a job, like you mentioned. You know, another one we have is doctors. So we're missing 55 doctors in this area. BGH, the stories are well known that you can go to BGH and wait 12, 13 hours some days. It's not because of the lack of care. I've talked to Stacey Dobbs. It's the lack of doctors. So we have 10,000 doctors in Canada, internationally trained. We have a program called Blue Seal. It's like Red Seal for trades, Blue Seal for doctors. In 60 days, we will test these doctors, internationally trained. If they meet our standards, we'll find a pathway into the system. What would another 15 or 20 doctors for this area do for people waiting for a doctor, losing a doctor, or when you go to the emergency ward? So those are things I think that are equally on people's minds when I go to the doors. And then it's the direction of the country. And that's where I think, you know, the polls are the polls. Let's see what happens on election day.
All right. Thanks for coming in. Ryan Williams, conservative candidate. Election advance polls start this weekend. And then the election's on the 28th.